According to a survey conducted by global healthcare technology leader Medtronic with Morning Consult, Americans overwhelmingly say that when they think about longevity, it's more than just living longer. It's about living their healthiest lives. But is there a gap with opportunity when people think about improving their quality of life through healthcare technology? Let's talk to Dr. Laura Mori, Senior Vice President and Chief Scientific, Medical, and Regulatory Officer at Medtronic. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Jamie.
I just want to tell you, I have a personal connection here. My mom has a Medtronic device stimulator in her body and with leads leading to her spine, and it helps her with pain management. And she swears by this, that this helps her quality of life.
Wow, thanks, Jamie. That's great. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, she said, quote, "I couldn't walk without it." So, but I had no idea about this. I'm not sure she did prior to this. So how do you get the word out there that there's pain management, that there's different ways people could improve their quality of life?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jamie. It's true that, you know, many people want to improve their quality of life. In fact, it can be more important than living longer, as we saw in the survey. And people are optimistic about technology helping, but sometimes they don't know really what's available. So, you know, we're excited because with this survey, it really got us thinking about how do we make it more accessible. So there's an acronym that we came up with called TECH, and it means talk to your doctor, you know, examine your assumptions, and explore the treatment options that you have. That's the E. And then check your assumptions. Don't assume that there's not something out there for you. Really, you know, look into what the options are together with your care team. And then honor your needs. And I think it's that last one, honor your needs, that's so important in the TECH acronym. And that's because we need to be able to come and talk to our doctors, our nurses, even our families about what it is that we wish for. Is it making it to, you know, a child's graduation? I know I have that example in my family that's so important. Or is it, you know, being able to play a sport for a child? Is it being able to go on that next trip? Or is it something so basic, like for the relief of pain without being dependent on medications, like you were talking about with your sister?
Dr. Mori, what do you see as the primary barriers that prevent people from taking proactive steps to prioritize their health and their well-being?
You know, I think it's not easy, right? You know, we're all so busy with the things in our lives. And when we go to the doctor or to see the nurse, we might be just focused on getting in and getting out, and you know how busy those offices are as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's tough. But, you know, I think the thing that we learned from the survey and also in the experience that we have in bringing forward technology is that it's possible to use technology just like we're using it in our everyday lives. We all use cell phones to be able to now search for everything, right, or get from place to place faster. That what we have now is an ability to be able to make living healthier easier as well through technology.
Well, to Lloyd's question, is it that there's a perception that it requires too much sacrifice? Or is it indifference born of a lack of awareness that you can really make some healthy changes that will be dramatic without having to make a lot of sacrifices?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, there are obviously basic things that are hard for us to do, but we still need to focus on eating well, et cetera, exercising. And we know that those are things that are great to do, but not everybody is able to take advantage of them because of, you know, all the barriers that we have. But you know, there are also, it's also important to know that there are things that are becoming easier and easier. So, for example, screening for cancer, we now have algorithms that work kind of like Google Maps to be able to help doctors do a better job of seeing these and preventing things like colon cancer, which is such an important cause of death in this country. And then, you know, there are more and more options for doing less invasive procedures that get patients healthier sooner, so they get you out of the hospital sooner because they're less invasive or miniaturized products, and then having less burden, more freedom, you know, being able to have things that sense the blood sugar and then deliver the right dose of insulin for diabetics, that takes a lot of the worry out of taking care of your own health.
Possibly people with chronic diseases just feel like I'm at the end of the road. There's nothing else I could do except take pain medications. But there are devices, like I talked about earlier, that can help that maybe they don't know about.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's really where checking those assumptions is so important. It's really common, you know, as a doctor to hear, oh, I didn't know that was possible. But that's why if you talk with your care team about what matters to you and ask them, are there options? What are the options that can really help to have a conversation about what could make your life easier?
You know, when you talk about healthcare technology, which was highlighted in the survey, its ability to provide personalized treatments and early diagnosis, do you see AI playing a part in this as well to kind of further enhance those capabilities?
Absolutely. AI is already a really important part, and it's done safely, right? We have really important controls to be able to make sure it's safe and then, you know, understand how reliable it is. And in fact, AI algorithms can be used right now by your doctor to help to prevent cancer by screening for early signs of colon cancer is one example. And then, you know, we have other products that are helping surgeons and other doctors help to manage patients who have chronic illnesses or perform procedures. It's really incredible because we can take away some of the trickiness of missing things, really, right? Being able to have a backup of having a guidance using AI.
So in your study here, it says 30%. Only 30% are discussing longevity with their doctor. How much of that is because maybe they don't have a relationship with a doctor or access to a doctor? Or how much is it the fact that they just kind of see a doctor on an as-needed basis as they are sick, and so they really don't have a relationship that where you plan strategies or have that kind of relationship?
It can be both of those things. I mean, I think it's probably both aspects, right? It's getting in to see the doctor and then building that relationship. But I think as a reminder, you know, these kinds of conversations can happen pretty quickly if you bring that up to the surface, right? Saying, gosh, I really want to be able to get out of the hospital on time for, you know, this really important event in my family, mm-hmm. or I need to be able to swim because I care about that, or take walks with my dog. Whatever it is, saying that up front about what's not just on your mind about getting in and out of the office, but what is it in your life that would make you feel more fulfilled that you want to be able to do again?
Find a reason to get up in the morning, right?
Yeah. Talk to your doctor, explore conditions, check your assumption, honor your needs. Dr. Laura Mori from Medtronic, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure talking with you all.